My grandma has Alzheimer's, so she forgets everything she says and repeats it. I'm so tired of it.
That sounds really difficult. Do you think you can learn to be patient with her? You're tuned in to Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. I'm so glad that you joined me today. Let's get started. Alzheimer's disease is a type of sickness that causes older people to lose their memory. It can be pretty frustrating because you often have to repeat things over and over again to someone that has this disease. You know, God has asked each of us to do our best to be kind to people, especially people that are sick. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14 says, "Encourage those who are afraid, help those who are weak, be patient with everyone." And now for our story. It's called Here and Now. "Hi, Mom," Sydney said as she came in the door. She put her bag on the table. "Hi, Graham." "Why are we all dressed up?" asked Grandma. "We're having dinner with the Hoyles," said Mom. "The Hoyles are so nice. I remember when we spent a week with them at the lake. It was so pretty." Grandma's voice trailed off and Sydney sighed. "Why are we all dressed up?" Grandma asked again, and once more Mom answered patiently. "The Hoyles are such nice people," said Grandma. Sydney scowled, picked up her bag, and went to her room. "How can you be so patient when Grandma repeats the same things over and over?" Sydney asked her mom later. "I just remind myself that she can't help it," said Mom. "She has Alzheimer's, and she forgets things." Sydney frowned. "I know, but why does she have to live here?" "Because we love Grandma, and this is what's best for her now," Mom said. "Well, I'm tired of hearing the same things 100 times, Sydney said. "I wish I were old enough to be a missionary, like the woman who spoke at our church last week. Then I wouldn't have to hear Grandma's stories over and over anymore." "Missionaries have to deal with difficult people too," said Mom. "Remember how that woman said people would look in her window and stare at her every day? Think how annoying that would be." "But I'd be doing important work for God," Sydney said, "so it'd be worth it." "Grandma is important too," Mom replied. "You don't have to be a missionary to serve Jesus and share his love with others. He'll help you do that here and now with Grandma. As you learn to trust him to help you do that, he may use the experience to prepare you to serve him in other ways in the future. But don't wait until then to be someone who's patient and understanding. Trust him to help you be that person now." Just then, Grandma came to the door. "Why are we all dressed up?" Sydney sighed and glanced at her mom. "We're having dinner with the Hoyles, Graham." "They're such nice people," Grandma said. "I remember the time we were at the lake together." Sydney smiled. "Tell me about it, Grandma." So how about you? Do you have a friend or family member who requires extra patience and understanding? Jesus will help you be kind and helpful toward them, even though it may not always be easy. He'll help you show his love to others and be patient with them so they can see who he is, both now and in the future. Our key verse today:
1 Thessalonians 5:14. "Encourage those who are afraid. Help those who are weak. Be patient with everyone."
And our key thought for today: be patient and understanding. Mysteries are here in the third season of Down Gilead Lane. Maya has become a Christian, but her faith is tested when her family keeps her from her Christian friends. While Maya struggles with her family, Brooke and Michael search for answers to Coleraine's biggest secret, something the whole town wants to keep hidden. Discover the mystery of grace down Gilead Lane. To pick up season 3 of Down Gilead Lane, head over to keysforkids.org and click shop. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.